This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE fails to bring LANL's plutonium facility ventilation system into legal compliance. Nearly 30 years ago, the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board began communications with the Department of Energy, DOE, about ventilation systems in nuclear facilities, saying that they must contain or confine radioactive materials during an accident or seismic event that might be followed by a fire. While DOE has taken steps to install systems called Safety Class Active Confinement Ventilation Systems at its nuclear weapons facilities located across the U.S., it has resisted installation of an active confinement ventilation system at the plutonium facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Over the decades, DOE indicated that it would install the active confinement ventilation system in the plutonium facility. But delays, LANL shutdowns, and the development of new standards and procedures have resulted in continuing reliance on a non-compliant, passive ventilation system. As far back as 2004, the board described a passive confinement ventilation system as, quote, not necessarily capable of containing hazardous materials with confidence because they allow a quantity of unfiltered air contaminated with radioactive material to be released from an operating nuclear facility following certain accident scenarios, end quote. By contrast, the board described safety class active confinement ventilation systems as continuing, quote, to function during an accident, thereby ensuring that radioactive material is captured by filters before it can be released into the environment, end quote. This distinction is important because on November 24, 2021, the board requested information about DOE's strategy for the plutonium facility ventilation system. On March 15, 2022, DOE replied stating it, quote, is committed to strong and effective safety systems at the plutonium facility. The current path forward includes modifying individual components to achieve a more robust ventilation system, but will not achieve safety class active confinement ventilation, end quote. What does this mean to you? It means that DOE is not following the applicable laws, regulations, and its own nuclear safety orders and standards, and as a result is threatening your health and safety. DOE is renovating the 1970s-era plutonium facility on a 24/7 schedule, installing new equipment and attempting to increase the fabrication of plutonium pits, the cores of nuclear weapons, from 10 to 30 annually. These multiple activities exacerbate the threats to workers and the public. This is exactly the time when a safety class active confinement ventilation system should be installed. CCNS urges you to contact your elected officials to ask for an investigation into why DOE is not complying with the applicable nuclear safety laws and regulations that require a safety class active confinement ventilation system in the plutonium facility. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.